to the motor. Man, you talk about a finality. I showed up there and they were diverting traffic and I didn't see a body, but no doubt whoever was riding that motorcycle possibly couldn't be alive today. Can I tell you, when you take your last breath, that's when it's final.
Right.
That's when it's over. God has given us this time, this moment, this hour, this time in church this morning. If there's things in your life that you got to get out of your life, I tell you this morning, get them out of your life.
Right.
If there's things that you got that are bothering you, can I tell you, you can lay it at the cross this morning.
Right.
You can lay some stuff down today. You can get rid of some condemnation. You can get guilt off of your mind. Amen. The Bible tells us that the devil, all he has come for is to steal and to kill and to destroy. But the Bible tells us, Jesus said, I have come that they might have life. That's why God has come, is to give us life and to give us breath and to breathe into our nostrils, to breathe into this man, this dead and decaying man, the breath of life. Ezekiel began to preach. And I don't know, the Bible really doesn't tell us exactly what he preached, but he said he prophesied. Maybe he prophesied like this. Prophecy is just simple foretelling. Can I tell you this morning, you don't have to stay in that valley of death. You don't have to stay in that valley of decay. You don't have to stay in that place of finality today. You can live again. You can breathe again. God can breathe into your life. You might think it's over. You might think, preacher, you don't know my situation. No, I don't know your situation. But I know the God who knows your situation. I know the God who knows your turmoil. I know the God who knows your frustration and your chaos. Amen. I know the God that knows your family. He knows where you lay your head at night. He knows the struggles that you go through. He knows your...
Right.
He knows where your kids go to school. He knows where you go to work. He knows... He that made the eye, can he not see? He that made the ear, can he not hear? God hears what you pray at night. God knows the thoughts and the intents of your heart.
Right.
A lot of times we don't voice it. A lot of times we don't come out and we don't say it. But a lot of times this is what happens, is between our ears we begin to think things. God, this is impossible. God, I'm too frustrated. God, I'm too distressed. God, I'm too out of sorts. God, it's too final. It's just... There's too much destruction here. Bones are very dry. These bones are very dry. These bones. And Ezekiel just said, Lord, you know if they can live again. God, you know. There's nothing hid from you. God, you know if they can have life again. Can I tell you this morning that he just began to prophesy? You can live again. You can breathe again. You can come to life. It's not over. It's not final. And the Bible tells us that he began to preach. These bones began to get connected. Things began to come together. And that's what preaching can do. Preaching, amen, will bring your life back together. Preaching will give you direction. Preaching will give you instruction. Preaching, amen, will bring things back together and put things in perspective, amen, and bring order to a place and an atmosphere and a battle there is no order. The Bible tells us that he began to preach and bone began to connect to the bone. He began to preach some more and flesh came upon him. And he began to preach some more and there was sinew and there was blood. All of these things were there. All the pieces were put back together. Everything was put back in order. The Bible says that they stood upon their feet an exceeding great army. But you can't just stop at the exceeding great army. You can't just stop at one or two feelings and one or two places where I know God has worked on some lives in this church and God has brought you from a long way. Amen. It's important to be at church on Sunday morning. It's important to be at church on Sunday night. It's important to be at church on Wednesday night and Friday night when they have youth service and when they have outings and when they have functions. It's important to be there. You see, I haven't made it to heaven yet. None of us are there. None of us are walking through the pearly gates right now. And what it takes perseverance. It takes a certain amount of dedication. Amen. And this army that stood up there. All the pieces had finally come back together. Everything was finally there. And you might think, man, I'm doing good, Brother Newman. I'm making it to church. And God is working in my life. And God is putting the pieces back together. And everything's good. But there was no breath. Verse 8 says, Skin covered them, flesh came upon them, but there was no breath. See, it's not just enough to live from Sunday to Sunday, come to church on a Wednesday, hear good preaching, amen, be involved in the church. Man, there's got to be something. There's got to be a deeper call. There's got to be something inside of you that says, God, I just can't live. Amen. I just can't live on Sunday to Sunday. God, I got to have more. God, there's got to be more to life. And so what you have is you have on Monday, you got a prayer meeting on your way to work. And on Tuesday, you say, man, I'm going to just fast today. I'm going to lay some stuff aside. And then on Wednesday, you say, I'm going to come in with a mindset. I'm going to come in to the house of God to worship. I'm thankful for what God has done for me, but I can't just live day to day being just okay. I got to have more. God, I got to have your breath flowing through me. I got to have your spirit flowing through my life. It's not just enough to come to church on a Wednesday night, but Thursday morning, I got to meet God in a place of prayer. I got to find God in a place. I can't just have one touch from Sunday to Sunday or Wednesday to Wednesday. I got to have more, God. I got to have more breath. I got to have more anointing. I got to have more power. I need more Holy Ghost. I need more forgiveness. I need more repentance. And so, the Bible tells us, he said, prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, verse 10 says, and the breath came into them, and they stood, and they lived, amen, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Can we stand in this place this morning? The Bible tells us, go on to verse 12, 13, it talks about the graves. Paul said it like this, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Death is swallowed up in victory. Can I tell you today, if you were to die today, and we were having a funeral service today, and you died in the Holy Ghost, you died right, you died living for God, you died in a saved condition. Man, there's no better thing. I did a funeral one time for a lady that she was on her way to LeGrand. There was a friend of hers there. She was on her way to LeGrand to move there and get right with God. Packing her stuff. She had all of her stuff in the car. I had to preach her funeral. She had all of her stuff in the car. She was making the right steps. She was making the right decisions. She was saying, I want to change in my life. I want to get things right. And that's good. That's a good step. If you want to make things right in your life, that's good. It's good for you to want to be right with God.
Right.
Amen. I want to be right standing with God. When they say over my dead body, when they say this, he was a good man. I don't want them just to say nice things about me. I want them to say this man lived for God. He died right. Okay. He had it right. He had the Holy Ghost. Right. He was living for God. He was clean. He was separated. He was holy. He was righteous. He was a man of God. I want them to say things like that. Most of all, I just don't want them to say it. I want to live it. I want to live right. I want to die right. I want to be right.
Yes. Yes.
This woman was on her way to LeGrand, ready to make things right, ready to get right with God. There was a woman there that April and I had been influential in her receiving the Holy Ghost and being baptized and taught her Bible studies and held her hand at the altar and helped her get through some stuff. And this was her friend she was working on. On her way to LeGrand, everything packed in the car. She stumbled and tripped and fell down a flight of stairs. Broke her neck. And that was it. On her way to make things right, on her way. She had everything in the car, bro. She was packed up and ready to move. She was ready to. She had plans. I'm gonna get right with God. I'm gonna do right. I'm gonna live right. There's a friend in LeGrand that I can go that I know they got the answers. I've seen God change their life. On the way there, she was going to get in the car tumble down that flight of stairs. And I preached her funeral. And I can tell you, with grief in my heart and grief in my spirit, it was over. It was final. It was it. I was the end. That was the end. It was it. That's it. It's done. But if you're living and breathing today in the flesh, can I tell you, there's some stuff that could have happened in your life, and you can get it out today. You can get right with God today. Yes, yes, it ain't final. It's not over. Even if you've struggled through some things in your life, and you're living for God, and you're separated, and you're trying to do right, and you're trying to live holy, can I tell you, you might even be going through a valley today, but it ain't over. It's not over. It's not final. That's not the resting place. God wants to breathe into your spirit today. God wants the Holy Ghost to move into your life today. And you begin to drink from the water of life freely. You can be revived today. You can be renewed today. If you've never had the Holy Ghost, you can be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it's a spring of water springing up in your soul. Amen. Of the life everlasting. Can I tell you, you don't have to be dry. You don't have to be dead and decayed. You can come alive today. You can live again today. So he began to prophesy. And they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. God wants to put your life back together. God wants to bring things that were chaotic, and things that are out of order, and dysfunction. And man, I see it all over the place. I go into so many homes. I'm a plumber by trade, and God's allowed me to go into so many homes and so many lives. And I walk in there, and there's a single mother with five kids and three kids and no daddy around. And I think about the dysfunction that brings to a family unit, or vice versa. There's a dad there trying to struggle to keep his family together, and struggling trying to keep his kids together, and trying to do right and work a job. And there's chaos there, and there's dysfunction. Walk into these homes knowing I don't have all the answers, but I know a God who has all the answers. I know a God that can take that dysfunction and that chaos and that confusion and that disorder and just begin to put the pieces back together. This world is full of that today. This world is full of dysfunction and chaos and disorganization. A mess. But can I tell you this morning, it ain't over. You don't have to live in that valley today. You don't have to live in that place of dysfunction and disorder. You can live again. You can breathe again. You can come to life today. You can get some things out of your life, and you can repent at this altar, and you say, God, you can come down to this front today, and you can say, God, I'm tired of the dysfunction. God, I'm tired of the chaos. I'm tired of the hurt. God, I'm tired of the trauma and the drama. I'm tired of all these things, these pressures of the world coming against me. I'm tired of trying to keep it together and hold a straight face and act like nothing's wrong. My life's okay when in on the inside you can be that valley where it just seems hopeless. It just seems like there's too much decay. There's too much destruction. There's too much disorder and dysfunction. Can I tell you this morning, come alive. Come alive today. Come alive today. Let the Holy Ghost breathe into your life today. Let the Holy Ghost breathe into your situation today. Let God begin to renew you in your mind. Let God begin to renew you in your spirit. These altars are open this morning. If you've got something in your life you need to get out of, you've got something in your spirit you've been battling with, if you even try today, if you come into this house, you say, man, I can't quite feel the Spirit of God. Can I tell you this morning, you can feel Him if you begin to open up your heart, you begin to open up your mouth, and you begin to confess, and you begin to pour out to the Lord. You begin to tell Him what's going on in your life, what's going on in your mind, what's going on in your spirit. Can I tell you this morning, He cares. He cares about you. He cares about your situation. He cares about your dysfunction. God cares about your chaos. It's not over today. It's not final today. It's not the end today. Can I tell you this morning, the Spirit is saying, come alive. Come alive today. Come alive today. You don't have to live in that place. You don't have to stay in that valley. You don't have to live in that place anymore. Maybe there's some things you've been battling in your mind, and it might seem that you're all dried up, and you don't know where to go, and you don't have all the answers, and you don't know where to turn or who to talk to. Can I tell you, you can talk to the Lord this morning. You can pour out your heart to the Lord today. He can hear. dysfunction. God cares about you and your disorder. Can you call on Him this morning? Call upon a God who can hear you. Call upon a God who cares. Call upon a God who knows. Somebody in the church, help me pray today. Somebody in the church, help me pray this morning. There's people out there that are desperate for a church that's on fire. There's people out there that are desperate for a church that's alive. There's people out there that are desperate for somebody. Somebody who's got the answer. Somebody that's got the God who can save you, that can heal you, that can comfort you, that can deliver you. There's a world out there that's dying. They're needing a church that's alive. They're needing the body of believers that's alive. Would you come alive today? Would you come alive today? Let God begin to put things back in order. Can you lift your hands and lift your voice to the Lord? Call upon Him while He can be found. God, I need help. God, I need your comfort. God, I need direction. God, I need order put back in my life. Somebody call out to the Lord today. Jesus, I need you in my family. God, my husband needs you. My wife needs you. My parents need you. Lord, my children need you. Can you call upon a God that hears and understands? God knows it all. There's nothing hidden from you.